Okay, Kumlana Black Motor, Rotor Samachayim at Aleph. About 8 lines in the bottom. So we had a machlek, so we have a kibber, a bottom of Moichel Ba'ayin. Yofa Moichel Kurim Kibber, or a Kurim Ba'ayin Ro. So what happens? Eat what we learned. Shnei Botim Zelifni. One guy sells it to people. Okay, we can begin now. Yehuda's here. Let's start. Eat more. Perfect timing. I said if I start, you'll be here. Itma, we learned. Shnei, we didn't start right now. Shnei, the last wide line. Shnei batim zelifli mezeh. You have two houses, an inner house and an outer house. Shnei hem b'mecha, shnei matana. Reuven sells. But till now, we learned Reuven retained something. The question is, did he retain also the walk, the access way to the boy or not? Here, he sold separately. He sold the house and he sold the boy. Or shnei matana. He gave one person a gift and one person the house and one person a gift to the boy Redus. Regardless of Kibbutz Chachamim, what happens in this case? The person who bought the Bar Vedus or received it as a gift, does he have to buy the access way or not? Ein lehen derech zazeh. You're generous to each one. So the guy who got the Bar Vedus also generous. He gave him his access way. Surely if the outer one is a matana, generally you're more generous than a sale. Surely if the outer house was a matana, you definitely gave him the boyer and the dus with the access way. And the pnim b'mecha. But what happened the other way around? Chitzim b'mecha pnim matana. What about if the outer one was sold and the inner one was a matana? Do we say that a matana is greater, you gave him the access way to the boy, or they're equal? Sovereign, we thought that they're equal. Ain lehen derech zazeh v'loy. It's not so. Milat nan, a gift is definitely more generous than a matana. So if you gave the inner house a gift, you gave him the access, you gave him, what do you call it, the access way through the outer house. Because the only way you get to the inner house is by going through the outer house. You gave him the access way to the outer house because you're more generous with a gift than a sale. But if you sold both of them, then the guy in the inner house has to buy the right to walk through the outer house to get to the inner house. Because just like you're generous to the inner house, you're generous to the outer house. And when you sold the guy the outer property, the outer house, he got the whole house. You want to have an access way, you got to buy it. But if the inner house is matana, we're definitely more generous with matana than a mecha, and you gave him the access way. How do we know? Didn't we lament, Ramurim, but mecha, menaisa, matana? When did we say all these things? You're not really that generous. It's only when you give by selling, but when you give a gift, everyone holds you give him everything. Alma, we see mandiyo matana by yofiyo. That's according to Rabbanon. They say generally you're more generous with by matana. Hachanan here too. Mandiyo matana by yofiyo. I'm selling the outer house and I'm giving matana. I'm gifting the inner house. Definitely, I'm doing more generously to the guy in the inner than the selling the outer. And therefore, I gave the inner guy definitely access way to get this inner house. So the outer house, when I sold minus that access way that the inner house has.
Is that everyone's opinion?
Yes, that's yeah. That's a maskana, yeah. That's what we're saying. Even according to Chacham Mishnah, a moicher es habayi, you sell a house, moicher es adeles, you sell the door. This is the Rambam a few days ago. Avaloyote, you don't sell the key. You want the key, you got to buy it separately. Why? Because the key is metalton. I'm only giving you the permanent fixtures. The key is metalton. You should pay for it separately. Moicher es hamachtesh es kavua, you sell him the mortar that's fixed in. They used to have to fix the mortar into the house. Avaloyote es hamachtesh, not the portable. Anything which is fixed in the house is part of the chattel. Anything which is portable is not. Mochad esa is trubel. You sold him the frame of the mill. Avaloya sakeler. You not sell him the chute that you use to throw the wheat in. That's removable. Loya satanu. You can not the stove. I'm good. They were portable. They used to put them in the chutz. Remember, bisman sha'omalei. But if you added the words who v'chomash betechay. I'm going one step up. I'm not giving you everything, but I'm including more things. So therefore, hadikula mechudin, all of these portable items are sold, but other ones are not sold. Even though you say kol mashe b'techa, you're only including things which a house needs, a key the house needs. If I say kol mashe b'techa, it includes that. A machtesh is a house needs. But things that are not really the house, a house can live without, they're not included. Even if I say kol mashe b'techa, unless I actually spell it out. Yeah, but other things are not bottled to the house. Or if you're going to live, if I'm going to live in that neighborhood, I'm just moving to the house. I get a truck and I get a U-Haul truck and I can move them from the house to the house. Why should I give them all up to you? It's only things that are only like a key. It only fits the lock there. All the other things are custom made for that house. So what am I going to do with another house? So therefore they go with it. But anything that's not that way moves with me. Says the Gemara, Leib Masis Lagra Meir. It seems that our Mishnah does not follow our Meir. Says our Mishnah that portable, for example, mortar is not included. But Ameir says l'chayde a mortar is part of the use of the house. Ameir ha'aman mochet as a kerem yisal a vinyan mochet tashmishi kerem. All the implements you need to develop the vineyard is included. And here we say that the mortar is not included. What are we talking about? Fil tei mortar Ameir hasim kiviyah. Over there, they're fixed. They never move away from the vineyard. That's where they stay all the time. They remain all the time. They're foot sold with the vineyard. But machteshe hocha, if the machteshe is portable, you sometimes lend it out to others. It's not always stay here. Like kaviya, the contrast in the mission is you sold the door, but you didn't sell the key. So what kind of key we're talking about? A key that never moves from its place. Because if it's a key that moves, then what's the contrast? It's fixed. They used to leave the key inside the door. You ever go to these places that have these skeleton keys on them? They always leave it inside the door. And you just have to turn it to open the door. So l'chayda, here we have something that's fixed, and yet it still says in our Mishnah, it's not part of the sale. And according to Meir, if it stays in one place, it is part of the sale. And the machvarta, we go back to what we say, masnis in the loy k'rameir. Our Mishnah does not conform with Rameir. Talking about we learned, ha-meichas, if you sell a house, mochas, you sold the door, v'sa nagar, and you sold the bolt that bolts the door down, v'sa manul, and the lock, avalei esamach, another key, mochas, esamach, teshes, you sold the mortar, ha-chakuka. Now, the Braisa makes a difference. You sold the mortar, that's chakuka. The Mishnah makes no difference what kind of mortar. If the mortar was carved out of the wall of the house, then it's part of the house. But if he had a separate mortar and then you just attached it, you glued it, you cemented it onto the wall of the house, then it was a separate keli in the first place. Even though you attached it, it doesn't become part of the house, so it's not part of the sale.
It's like rendering. You have bricks sticking out, and then you.
So if it's part of the wall or not, yeah. Mochar eats through bill. If you sold the frame of the thing, it's part of the house. Avoloyes akelis, but not the chute that you always call the hopper, not that. Leis atana da avos gan stove. Leis the chaim, not the mill. Leis has kolam chuba kaker de kaker. Leis, I don't care. I don't care regarding the mortar whether it was detached. Then you attached it. It was always part of the wall. In all cases, it's part of the house. Bizman she omalev, he told him kuvu chomash, but teicher kum bechurin. If you hit this and everything in it, everything is sold. Ben kach. But either way, lemorches abor, not the pit, because the pit has a totally different usage. It's a well. Leias adus, or the well that has that's paved with those bricks. Leias, it's not an annex room. Ton rabbonim, we learned by a mikveh. We know that a mikveh you have mayim shuv, and you have to have natural water. But if you have drawn water, if the first 40 saw is drawn water, it's possible. If after 40 saw you have drawn water, we say it's kosher. However, the rabbonim came along and said not. Which means you put in a saw of shuvin, and you took out a saw of that was there before. If you do roiv, if you take out more than 20 saw of the original water, you put in 20 saw of shuvin. I tell you this little more too, because once you have 40 saw, it's a kosher mikveh, and we say kama bottle, whatever you put in initially becomes bottle. But the rabbanon is possible. So if you want to make a pipe to the water should be able to run into there, we say there's two kinds of pipes. If it was initially a pipe and then you attach it to the ground, it's a shuvin. It's drawn water by a keli. But if you there was stone, the whole ground was stone, and you just carved out the pipe from under the ground, you never like you built a tunnel, an aqueduct, then it's kosher because it's part of the ground. So we make a difference if it was a keli attached and it never loses the status of a keli. If it was never a keli, it was carved out of the ground itself, then it never became a keli. It's not true of him. So we make that distinction. Talking about we learned, tzina, this pipe, that if you if you first made a pipe and then you attach it to the ground, possible to make it possible to make it. But if kavu, if you carved it out of the ground itself, was a chaku, and then you put it in, and then you what do you call it? And then you sorry, first it was in the ground, and then you carved it out. It's not pasul the mikveh. Alochide mani, who makes that distinction? Later, Rabbelezer, later, but it's not Rabbelezer, the Braisa, nor the Rabbanan Mishnah. Why? Hi, Rabbelezer. Which Rabbelezer are we talking about? Elaim, Rabbelezer, we just learned by how Rabbelezer makes a difference there by machtesh or by mortar. Whether the mortar was detached and you attach it to the house, then we say that we're on a separate house. But if it was carved out of the walls, part of the house, same thing about the pipe. If it was done out of the ground, it's part of the ground, it's not a shuvin. And if it's done separately, the shuvin, that's Rabbelezer. No, maybe it's different. Deal, my time, Rabbelezer. So Rabbelezer holds meicher behind you for meicher. Nothing to do with anything. Rabbelezer holds that a meicher generally is generous, sells. Maybe he holds that regardless of whether he carved it out of the wall or not, it's never part of the wall. But he holds that a meicher, Rabbelezer says that. Rav Lezer says anything that's attached to the ground, I don't care if it was separately attached or not, it's always part of the house. Maybe he holds a takanatic that is taka kedi, not part of the house, but a guy is generous. And he included that, even though it's not really part of the house. What does that have to do with mikveh? Could the Rabbanan and Amishnah make no difference? They always say that it. Rabbanan say that it's not part of the house. El Rabbelezer, the kaver is the body. Rabbelezer, we really, our main focus is Rabbelezer. Is Rabbelezer the beehive? That now we learned kaver is the body and beehive. Rabbelezer even had a karka. It's treated like a beehive. It's part of a tree.
Is it portable or is it connected?
Oh, so it's exactly. Rabbelezer says it's the status is like a karka. The koishel prusbo. You can write a prusbul on it, which means when we learn by a prusbul, you can only do a prusbul because Shemitah year, if you have karka, you give over to Bezin. You have to have a little bit of karka the borrower has to have. Why? So Rashi said the reason is you haven't gotten, because most loans are done only if you have some kind of security, land. So the Rabbanan, when they make a tekana, they only make a tekana the normal way of lending, which is with land. The Rashbam says the reason is, if you have karka, it's as if you already gave it to me as a mashkin. And if you gave me a mashkin, the din is allowed to lend, even Shemitah doesn't cancel it, because I already, as if I got paid back already, I have the mashkin. So this is Trila Karka. And the Eina Mekabelas Tumah B'Mekayma. Nor is it Mekabel Tumah if it's still attached to where it is. Because it's Kesidim Mechubel LeKarka. V'Roidim Emen V'Shabe. Take honey out of this as if you're detaching from the Mechubel LeKarka. And it's Koitzer and Yichayv Chattis. And the Chum say, no, it's not like Karka. V'Ein Koitzer LePruzbu. U'Mekabelas Tumah B'Mekayma. It is Mekabel Tumah because it's not like Karka. V'Roidim Emen V'Shabe. It's not a Karka. What does your blazer holds? He makes no difference whether you had a beehive and then you attach it to a tree or whether the beehive came out, was formed out of the tree. Either way, he says it's like karka. And by mikveh, we say the pen. One second. Pen, if it was detached and you attach to the ground, it's not like karka. It's only if it was carved out of the ground. And the blood makes no difference when it came to the beehive. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Over there, it's nothing to do with the beehive being attached to the tree. It's a different verse. Not the beehive, it's the honey. It's the honey that's considered attached to the beehive. Nothing to do with the beehive itself. And nothing to do with anything. And why is the honey considered attached? And like karka. Hasan Kedamra all the time. He actually gives a reason. Rabbelezer says, my time, the Rabbelezer said, Amoida. What's the reason? Rabbelezer, it says in the Pasik, over there when they're fighting in Shalom Melech, there was Yonison in the forest, and they were hungry. He said, Yitbol Oise Biyaras Advash. And they dipped it over there in the, it's in the forest of honey. And they all promised to fast, and then they were weak. So anyway, so they were able to eat. They ate there the honey. It says that they dipped there in the forest of honey. What does a forest do with honey? My yard had toilish on Shabbos. To teach you something, that honey has the same thing like a forest. Like a forest, if you cut off on Shabbos, yichayv chatas avdvash horoidim and mishal honey also. Forget about the beehive. Honey from the beehive is considered you're detaching it from chayv chatas. Has nothing to do with the beehive itself, whether it's like property or not. So therefore, when it comes to the mikveh, maybe Rabbi Elazar agrees. Depends if the pipe was formed first, and then you place it in the ground. It's a keli, it's mayim shuvim. Or if the pipe was carved out of the ground, then it's there. So we're going to try to work it. Which Rabbi Elazar is this? Now, Samar Chavov is already Wednesday's Gemara. So we will, Mitzvah Shem, resume on Wednesday. And no time.